Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Marty?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, we don't have a winner yet, do we?
No, not yet.
But tonight, Friday night, we are having a winner to the Pamper Your Mom contest.
Correct.
So there's still time to enter, is what I'm saying.
Yes, please. Okay, get uptown, buy something, buy yourself something.
Okay.
And then enter. Well, you know, I don't have my mom anymore, but I have daughter-in-laws, so it doesn't have to be mom.
Or enter yourself, if you are a mom.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And what is the big prize tonight for the Pamper Your Mom contest?
A bouquet of 24 gift certificates. Ooh. With a few roses intermingled.
Roses and gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you can register any participating retail merchant, right?
You've got it, yes.
Okay. All right, so get out there, get that done. Drawing is sometime tonight. You can put it on Facebook.
Always. It will be there.
All right, and then, of course, the drawing for Not My Name has already taken place, right?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, we're airing early, Dom.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah, technically it hasn't, no. Because your next question would probably be who it is, and I can't tell you.
No, you can't tell me, so it's okay. But we all know who it isn't, and that's me.
No, it's not me either. it has been quite bizarre. I mean, we've had so many multi winners this year, and it's barely into May.
Right.
That's just amazing. I see the
and
need
I'm off
to
on the sidelines going, nope, I've got a ticket, but nope.
Do you even bother listening?
No, I'm actually busy at that time.
Okay.
I
get tired of the rejection.
I'm relying on Mark to tell me
if
it happens. And if I should win and Mark should go down and claim it, you tell him to go away.
Okay? Oh, is this, you know, unless you're a spouse or I've gotten word ahead of time, it doesn't go to anybody but the individual.
Okie dokie. All right, we're going to talk all about the Chamber of Commerce and things coming up the rest of the month here in just a few moments with Marty Garner. Stay tuned. Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So, so the Pamper Your Mom contest is going on right now. It's going pretty good, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, so when to sign up for, what are you doing for Dad.
For dads, honoring our fathers.
Honor our fathers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when does sign up begin for that?
May 28th, day after Memorial Day. It's on
day
a Tuesday.
Day after Memorial mm-hmm. Day. Okay. All right. So, and what is the Honor Your Father winner going to win?
Well, we like to keep things pretty equal. So instead of a bouquet of roses, they're going to get a small six-pack cooler.
Okay.
And in that cooler will be 24 certificates.
Ah.
We didn't figure that you men would care if they were arranged attractively just as long as they got them. So you're going to open
this. As long as they're in there.
That's right. That's right.
You know what fathers like also?
Cold hard
cash. That'd fit in a cooler too.
That's true. That's true.
You'll have to think about that.
How about chamber bucks?
And chamber bucks.
Okay, yeah.
Which can be used as cold hard cash.
You got it. Yeah, that's not just for men though. I'll take that any day of the week, and then go buy what I want.
Right. There we go. Okay, so Honor Your Dad starts May the 28th.
Correct.
Okay, that's when you can start sign up, and sign up is similar. It's at every chamber member. Right?
Did you say it's at every chamber member? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yes.
Okay. Participating merchants.
Participating merchants.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you went out to Baldwin, they wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't have a box for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I could talk to Matt about that, Matt Singh from there, but I don't know if his the secretary, Kelly, would appreciate it.
Okay.
It's an idea.
Go up to Wabash and Flora. They're not going to have a box.
They might. They might. We could check that out.
Okay.
I'm always looking for ideas to expand, right?
All right. All right. And between these two big promotions, you have the huge promotion, which is the Golf Scramble. How are plans for the Golf Scramble going on?
I've done my part. Everyone's been contacted. I am just waiting for final confirmation from everyone.
Okay.
I do have several teams signed up already.
Right
out here.
Right.
You know,
and got a team.
That's right. Excited about that. And hey, on the air, let me say thank you so much for sponsoring First Place Winner.
Okay.
I appreciate that very much. And it's coming together.
It's coming together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
got Food to Feed You, Diet Mountain Dew, I believe it was, wasn't it?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Or as I like to call it, the Nectar of the Gods.
I don't think I've heard you say that before. The Nectar of the Gods.
Yes.
What gods do you worship? We need to talk.
Okay. So it's going to be a great day. You still got room for teams?
We do. We still have room. So please, if you haven't yet, I mean, I did send out, I don't really want to call them, at registration forms. I sort of said I want to send out applications. But if I don't have your name and you're interested, and just call the chamber at 842-6116. We have room.
Okay. You can always make room.
I will always make room because we can accommodate 25 teams, and I do not have 25 teams signed up.
Okay.
So it's a risk, but you could come the day of. You wouldn't get a T-shirt. Everybody plays when you send me in your registration and your name of your team members. I need T-shirt sizes. I'd have to mail it to you, but still, we would accommodate you.
Okay.
As I told someone, I will take your money.
Okay.
Which is $250 per team.
$250 a team.
A team is a four-man team.
Okay. All right. And then the tee-off, the luncheon is at noon, right?
It is. They're at the country club.
All right. Wayne County Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a morning tee? Or
there is not. Tee-off is at 1.
The tee-off at 1. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun start at 1.
Mm-hmm.
You learning all these terms, shotgun start?
Yes, but you know, I had to get a new resource because I was trying to impress a week ago on when we were talking about the TGIF winner, and I said it backwards. What a bogey is. And so I finally
bogey is one over.
Yes, well, I said one under because that's what I was told. And I think the person, you know, I have some
that's
really dear friends that they like to mess with me. And I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but.
The eagle would be two under.
Oh, wait. I got to write this down.
Okay.
You have a birdie?
No. The eagle is two under par. Birdie is one under par. Then there's par. Then there's bogey and double bogey.
You know what?
What?
I don't really care.
See,
but
as the organizer,
you don't
have to care.
Yeah. I just need to make sure that
you just have to make sure people are there, people are fed, people are happy during the event.
And I can do that. But you know what? In your explanation, you've used the word par. What's that?
Okay. Par is set up by the yardage of the hole. A short hole would be a par 3.
So what's the distance?
I don't know if there is a standardized distance for par or not.
Oh, so we don't know if it's so many yardage.
So on our course, we have par 3. That would be hole 2 mm-hmm. is a par 3. And also hole number 9, not hole number, and hole number 10 is par 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are par 4 holes and then really hard holes, par 5, very long holes. That would be, I think it's 6. It's 6. No, 7. 7 has the dog leg to the right.
Okay, and that's what makes
the back
it hard.
Of the course.
It's not just a straight shot. That's
it's
what
not
makes
just
it hard.
A straight heart. It's not a straight shot. There are trees in the. If you want to try to make it a straight shot, you have to shoot over the trees, which are, which is possible. It's just not a lot of people can do it because it's hard.
Why would you shoot over? Why don't you try to go through? Like pinball.
See, you're thinking that trees are mostly made up of air. Which is true. Trees are mostly made up of air.
Okay, excuse me. Why don't you go between the trees instead of through them?
See, but when you hit the golf ball, it is magnetically attracted to the tree.
All golf balls are just
of
the ones
the tree.
You, no, wait. All golf balls are just the ones
all
you use.
All golf balls.
This is scientific. Where's Jeff? I want this confirmed.
It's just like the lake. You know, all golf balls are attracted to the water. The gravitational pull of the lake.
I'm not believing any of this. See, what did I just say? I have some good friends that like to mess with me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, now, first of all, let me clarify. I knew what a par was. I learned that playing putt-putt.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah.
Okay, so
which I'm not too bad at. So when you get up on the green and you need to putt it in, if you want me to stand in, I'll be your switch swinger. I don't know what
okay,
you call
for,
that.
And for
switch
you'll
hitter?
Be my designated putter.
Okay, I figured that was a term.
Okay, all right. There is no such term as designated putter in golf. We'll talk more about what the chamber is up to in just a moment.
Learning about finances doesn't have to be boring, especially if you're a kid. On the next Focus on the Family, financial expert Dave Ramsey joins us to share how you can teach your child to work, save, spend, and give, and the dangers of debt. That's next time. Some practical advice from Dave Ramsey on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Saturday mornings at 8 here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area of Chamber of Commerce. She's learning all about golf today. And the golf tournament is coming up May the 24th at the Wayne County Golf Course. And it will be a beautiful day. The food will be good. Is the hospital catering, or are you buying sandwiches for everyone? Or
the hospital will be catering.
Okay.
It is co-sponsored by the hospital and PNB.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you got a number of sponsors for the day, right?
I do have. Well, this couldn't happen without the sponsors. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for the generosity of each and every one of them. They have just been super.
Okay. And if you think our discussion on this in the last segment was fun, you should be there.
Well, I'm going to be. I'm going to be driving a cart somewhere.
Okay.
Because that's the best part of it.
Okay.
Well, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also know that all you golfers are going to be so busy that no one will be trying to give me any instructions that day.
Okay.
So, but I've thought about going out a little bit early and getting at least one stroke down, really, like, tee off just super great, if at all possible.
Okay.
And impress everyone.
There you go.
But I believe I'm going to impress you by not touching a club.
This ceremonial first tee off, huh?
And there's no such thing in that one either, is there?
No, they do that. They do that at certain tournaments. They have some golfers who go out, older golfers, they go out and they tee off first, and then everybody else plays.
So it's prerequisite. It has to be an older golfer, or could I get a celebrity?
I don't know if that's a prerequisite, but they do that at the Masters.
At the Masters, an older. Someone who has won in the past and no longer. I'm going to have to think about that. Who has,
You could wear a green jacket and everything.
I could do that. I don't look good in green. Well, I'm sitting here, you've got the wheels rolling. I'm going to have to do a little research, because when I think of golfers, like those from when I was younger, I'm thinking Larry Odom is the first name that comes up.
Right.
I know Eldon Doty, he's been... I'll call one of these guys. We may just start something new here.
There you go.
Yeah, there and we may not. Who knows? Come find out.
Should be
fun.
It is May the 24th at the Wayne County Golf Course. And then the next week is when the Honor Your Dad promotion starts. So what else do you have going on that comes up after this hullabaloo that is the golf tournament?
Well, you know, we do something that the Chamber does annually is the citywide rummage sale.
Okay.
So that is, and I've been getting calls about that. So if anyone is listening and likes to participate have thought about participating with that, they need to give me a call. Again, that was 842-6116. I'll get you on the list. For those that aren't familiar with it, goodness.
What?
I just about went blank. I did that the other day with Mark. It's June 22nd.
June 22nd.
It's on a Saturday.
Is the townwide
rummage sale. Okay. I don't have a rain date, and I've been told that might be advisable, so I'm going to do that.
All right.
I'll get us a rain date, and that'll be publicized.
Okay.
But call in.
But if you want to get on the map.
To get on the map, there is a $5 fee,
mm-hmm.
and if you want to do an ad, which would just mean putting a list of the things that you have for sale, that's an additional $5, so max okay. would be $10. But I would love to have you be a participant and, you know, give me a call. We'll do
okay.
that. And I know for a fact that it's well represented because where I live, it's a dead-end street. It's East King Street. But usually I have to reroute my usual route into town because the road is packed.
Okay. All right. That is townwide rummage sales coming up June the 22nd. What you don't have a date for is sidewalk sale days. That's what you're thinking.
No, I don't, because Tuesday of this week we had our retail merchants meeting.
Right.
And I inquired about that, and the date that they told me they normally have it,
mm-hmm.
when I was looking through previous folders and stuff, was a month off. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to revisit that.
Okay.
But sometime this summer we're going to have sidewalk sales.
But stay tuned, because it could mm-hmm. be coming up at any time.
It could, no, sometime in June or July.
Sometime June, July.
Sure. And you can come uptown town and buy a sidewalk, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be selling all the sidewalks.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of not selling, but that makes me think of, we had the citywide cleanup.
Right.
And Spiffy Up and a lot of participants in that. And
okay,
cleanup.
Well, all right, tell you what.
You're going to shut me off.
I'm going to shut you off, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the citywide cleanup, and then we'll talk about other things coming up
Sounds
for
good.
The summer and the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're talking to Marty Garner, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So citywide cleanup was a pretty good day.
I thought it was a great success, yes.
A lot of people out cleaning up. Had the mm-hmm. Cub Scouts out, had different churches cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be pleased with that.
I was very pleased. I would love that these spots that were adopted for a short time be a permanent thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it would be nice if we could do, like, on the highways where this spot is adopted by. I know that if my name were by a spot, I would be sure to keep it cleaned up.
Okay.
Of course, the downside of that is some people might make sure I'm busy cleaning it up. But no, it's very frustrating to me to drive on Enterprise Road and you look where the duck area is. Every morning there's trash there, and I think, stop that. There's a trash can within 3 yards of you.
Right.
That's so, it's disrespectful. It makes the community look bad, and
mm-hmm.
and it's just sad is
okay.
the word.
So all right.
I'd like to see that. This citywide cleanup, I think that'd be awesome if we could continue it.
Right.
On
okay.
a daily basis.
And
mm-hmm.
You had to feel sort of a cringe, I guess, when the electronics cleanup was full, like real early in the morning.
Well, I didn't think it cringe. I didn't think of it like that. I thought it was awesome that they had it, because these things just sit around the house. And
right.
what do you do with them? So I think
there's
it's wonderful.
There's nothing you can do with them. You can't throw them away.
No. And $5, like for a TV, oh, I would happily pay that. But I didn't have one to throw away. But anyway,
right.
still, I just thought that was wonderful, and I'm okay. very grateful for the health department. And it was the health department and Simpsons and CDC, and
yeah.
that was great. Simpson Trucking.
Yeah. But
anyway, that's past tense.
So is anybody said anything about a fall citywide cleanup?
Not yet, but I'm
okay.
sure they will. But there was, Tom, help me. You have my notes. I missed something I wanted to be sure and talk about.
Okay.
We got off on the...
I know what we're going to talk about.
Okay,
and
tell
that's
me.
All that really matters.
Okay.
My job is to make you look good.
So we've got a new event coming to Fairfield this year. Before the fair and before the Fall Fun Fest, it is the 200th anniversary of Fairfield.
Yeah.
Events are on the way. Are retailers planning for this?
They are working Founders Day, yes. We are all working with Why Fairfield. This okay. is their brainchild, and they're doing an awesome group.
Okay.
Awesome group, an awesome job. It's an awesome group doing an awesome job. Yes, Luke Harrell's
and
heading
it's
that.
And it's going to be awesome.
Oh, it is, yeah. I think it is, and I'm so proud of these guys that are stepping up and taking the initiative. And okay, it's just, to overuse it, it is going to be awesome.
Okay. Founders Day is coming up on the 29th. What are the events for Founders Day that you know about?
Oh, you know what? There's just too many to go into.
Okay.
And
but,
honestly,
but Main Street
I don't want
to be closed up.
Yes, and I don't want to step on their call Luke, get him out here. Let him tell you about it.
Okay.
I don't want to misquote anything, and it's his to tell, so I want him to do it.
All right. And then quickly following that would be the Wayne County Fair.
Oh, yes.
So, you know,
there's something
it's
going
corn dog palooza, is what I say.
That's where I get my annual supply of grease, and it is yummy.
Well, and if you wash it down with a lovely lemon shake-up, it'd be great. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
It balances out. You get your fruit and your grease all at the same time.
There you are.
All right, and then I guess we're going to talk about Pretty Up Your Place, too.
That was it. That's where I was hoping you were going.
Okay.
And I thank you for calling it Pretty Up Your Place. It's not, we haven't changed or done anything different except that instead of Pretty Up Your Porch, it's Pretty Up Your Place.
Okay.
And we have extended it to the entire county for the people's choice.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So protocol is as it has been in the past, except it's expounded. And how we are doing that is if you have a place, a rural area.
Right.
And we have some beautiful country homes around here and yards and things. You can nominate yourself. Your neighbor can nominate you. But send us a picture to the chamber, and we will put that online. And then you make your people's choice like that. They can
people
vote.
People can vote with their like on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So let me say this, please. Please get permission. If it's not your yard and you want to nominate your neighbors, because it is going to be on the internet.
Okay.
And please get permission from them before you start plastering their yard everywhere.
Okay. And when are you going to start taking nominations for Pretty Up Your Place?
I can take them right now.
You can take them right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of people aren't ready. You know, everybody's yard's a swamp, unfortunately. I had a beautiful yard a few weeks ago because I have perennials, and they've come and gone. You know, the tulips.
Right.
The tulips are just these green stems. So not everybody is ready for that. But be thinking and get your stuff bought if you haven't that you want to pretty that lawn or place up.
Okay. And Pretty Up Your Place can be, you can make your nomination now, and it can be anywhere in Wayne County.
Yes.
As long as you have permission to ship off a picture to the chamber.
Exactly. I wouldn't appreciate flipping through the internet and seeing my yard.
Hey, there's my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. It is, I guess, Pamper Your Mom, the look on Facebook, because you'll have the winner tonight, right?
Yes.
For Pamper Your Mom.
Yes.
And then the golf scramble on May the 24th, and Honor Your Dad registration begins on the 28th.
You're a quick learn. Very good.
There we go. That's Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And see, I told you, my job is to make you look good.
Thank you
so much. And that's going to do it for today.